Can you tell us a little bit about why these closures are important, why it's important for people to stay out in the winter?
So when animals are disturbed in the winter months by the presence of dogs or presence of people in their winter range, they tend to forage less. They are less successful in conserving calories, keeping that kind of winter fat, and they have a harder time surviving until the warmer spring months when the snowpack drops and they're able to access more forage, migrate. So really the pressure from people pushing them from their beds, pushing them through deep snow, makes it harder for them to get the calories that they need. And many of them are carrying young into the calving season in the spring. So it's really important that we give them their space during this difficult time of the year for them.
Okay, and can you tell me about how you pick the dates for the closures?
So our seasonal closures are meant to match the movement of the elk herd. To use the example of the Sky Mountain Park and Seven Star Open Space elk herd, the elk are there in the winter months because the snowpack is less deep. They can reach their forage. As the snowpack recedes, the pregnant cow elk who have wintered over in the park will move up into habitat on Burnt Mountain, Tom Blake Trail, in those areas where they'll give birth to the calves. And that's why you'll see corresponding trail closures in those areas in the early summer. And they'll continue to move up as the snowpack recedes. So that's why climbers and backpackers in the Four Pass Loop will encounter elk up high when we're all up there as well, when the snowpack is receded and it's warmer and more habitable for them in the alpine.
Now, Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that elk herd in our area needs to be reduced because there's not enough habitat for the number of elk that we currently have. That seems to indicate that our human activity is stressing the herd. Are the winter closures working?
The winter closures are really a response to that development pressure. We're trying to kind of stack the deck in the favor of the wintering elk and mule deer. You know, I guess it is a sign that development in the state of Colorado reaches even the mountains. And we all are here and we love these places, but our recreation, our hobbies, you know, hiking, biking, all those things still have an impact on the wildlife. Open Space and Trails works really hard to mitigate those impacts and we try to educate people so they can be lighter on the land. And these habitat closures are one way to passively give these animals a fighting chance to get through the winter.
And that stress on that elk herd is also part of why there was recently a hunt in Sky Mountain Park.
That hunt was implemented on the recommendation of a resource study in 2011, and trying to balance out the cow-calf ratio. When a population exceeds a carrying capacity, you often have a crash. What we're trying to do is to try to gradually meet the carrying capacity without overshooting it to avoid any population collapse.